Entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Professional soccer is back. St. Louis FC kicks off its second season April 16th. Season tickets and individual game tickets are on sale now. Go to StLouisFC.com.
At B-Dubs, you get 21 types of sauces, wall-to-wall flat screens, and 2 nights of specials on wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
How much is that job?
An unusual request from a listener, an email. He says, I should take the word that out of my vocabulary. How would that be possible? Oh, see, you can't even say how would that be possible without using the word that. Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
No.
Where do I say that a lot?
Who says that? You?
Some emailer.
That's becoming a little nitpicky.
But enough about that. See, you can't avoid it. It's now time to talk about pets, and I have something I want to mention to Dr. Doug. I saw it this morning on the Today Show, and it has to do with the cost of a parrot. Do you have any idea how much these things cost? Don't even answer. We'll ask him. Folks, it's time to light the phones up. This is your chance to talk to one of the best in the veterinary business, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and here are the numbers you need to call right now, because he doesn't mess around and waste any time. He gets right to your calls. 314-969. Whoa! 314. Dr. Doug, you okay?
I was just gagging. No problem.
Okay, good. Well, certainly nothing wrong with that. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. Light them up now, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Good, Dr. Doug.
We're doing fantastic, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
He's only forgotten, what, 3 times in 10 years?
Yeah, you got me. I think one time you set me up there.
Well, we may have. So this morning, Dan, are any of these callers' names, are those old
ones?
No, those are old ones.
They're old ones, okay. This morning on the Today Show, they had a segment on pets and picking out pets, and they had puppies, and they had kittens, they had a parrot. And they also put at the bottom of the screen the average cost for the first year to own that animal. And for the dog, it was to $450 the first year.
Does that include acquiring the animal?
I don't think so. I think once you have it, this is what you can expect to spend, $100 to $450. Then they had this parrot, and it said average cost of having a parrot first year, $500 to $5,000.
Whoa.
Is that accurate?
That's not in my world. Unless also, you're buying a really expensive.
I do know that some of these cockatoos, if they can cost, tell me if I'm wrong, 10, 15 grand, right?
Yeah, there are some special cockatoos and big Amazons that are macaws that are worth up to 15, 20,000.
And then the other thing they said was, before you make the decision to get a parrot, you need to understand it will probably outlive you, so you need to make plans now what you're going to do with it when you die, that they get to be like 70 or 80 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, they can get that. I've only seen them in the 50s. But, you know,
even that.
No, I know. It's amazing.
A bird 50 years old.
Well, I have my tortoises in my will, tortoise Dewey.
Well, yeah, tortoises, now they live like over 100, don't they?
They claim they do. I hope they do. So I won't be around. But these are quite an investment. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of people get pets, exotic pets, and they think, oh, they're cute or they're young and they're fun. But they do outlive a lot of family relationships.
Well, I love to look at parrots, but I would never want one because they make a big stinking mess. They poop all over the place, and their beaks scare me. Those beaks scare me. If you get your face close to one, I'm always afraid they're just going to tear a chunk out of your face.
Well, it's happened. It's happened before.
Yeah.
But you have to be sensible and logical, and you have to know how to animal. Otherwise, you have no business investing time, money, or danger into those animals.
Are you ready to take some calls?
I sure am.
All right, this should be the last time for the numbers. Pay attention. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. We start with Jim. Jim, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, hello.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Hallelujah. I am so glad I finally got through. I've got three, we'll call them outdoor cats. They're 6 months old, so they're kittens, and we got them docked to, you know, keep mice away from the house. We live out in the boonies like where Frank lives.
Uh-huh.
On the same day, two of them lost control of their back legs. Just out of nowhere, they were sort of they didn't seem sick, as in they weren't vomiting, they weren't using the restroom inappropriately. I mean, they're outside, but they were eating and drinking, although a little. So we don't want to spend a bunch of money on these guys and so on. So the point of this is, we call a vet looking for some advice. They say, you know, it's kind of a tough deal without blood tests. It's $200 a piece.
Yeah.
You know, no harm, no foul here. We understand your situation. Come down and get these steroids that they gave us through syringes. I think they were steroids,
uh-huh,
or something like that. So we pick them up. We give the cats this treatment for 10 days. Their mood improves. They seem happier. They still really can't use their back legs. They walk around, drag themselves around, but they're feeling better. So after 10 days, they said, get more 10 days. Three times we did this. Now, here we are. The cats are happy. They're fine. They still are not 100%. But, you know, they can live their life, and the kids love them, and they chase mice to the best that they can.
But are you saying both of them lost the use of their back legs at the same time?
On the same day.
What in the heck is that?
And you know, Frank, that's why I'm calling, because the cats, health-wise, are fine, but this is bizarre, and I can't get any answers.
Let me understand. Are you, they're right now, they are walking again?
Yeah, they walk, but it's the, I say this, when they take off to do a burst like they're used to, and their brother who's with them can, they will take off, and then all of a sudden they'll just wipe out. They'll just whoop, nothing works, and then they get back up and they hobble around. They wrestle, they fight, they play,
What's weird is the same day. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, when you see something, an acute onset like that, you can still rationalize the possibility there was some infectious agent, a virus or something, a bacteria that created damage. But I would think more likely that there was some sort of traumatic event and they were all involved. These two got the worst of it, whether they got bumped by a car or whatever. I mean, you'd have to think that's logical. And the fact that they responded to steroids makes me feel stronger about that diagnosis. Although some viral infections can respond somewhat to steroids. But I would say, you know, you're not going to know, of course, without even doing workups like an x-ray to start to see if there is any abnormality there in the structure.
Now, let me throw in a possibility here. Jim, are these cats from the same litter?
Yes, sir.
What about this, Doc, that they've got some sort of genetic, maybe they're twins, I'm not kidding, and they both develop the same thing that's in the
genetic? Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible, but to occur at the same exact same time point, I mean, it was too acute, too rapid of an onset. I'd still have to believe there's a better chance that they both got injured through the same exercise, or there was something they were both nurturing in a pathogen or a disease-based thing.
Could they
that would be my guess.
Both been eating on the same diseased bird or something? I mean, does that make sense?
That's probably not going to happen. Usually the bowel is a pretty good protectant against things entering the body, but it's a possibility. But it's hard to know, you know. And, you know, again, if it was a congenital or something they were born with, I just can't imagine they expressing it that exactly, but it's possible. And, again, you'd have to start with an X-ray to see if there's physical changes, and then blood work may or may not be useful. This far down the line, after 3 weeks, usually it's going to be tougher to make a diagnosis without going to some fancy neurologist.
It's been probably almost 3 months. I just have never been able to call when you were on, or Dan would never take my call.
Right, yeah.
For curiosity.
No, I think you should.
Been listening to the gang, Frank, since Sisters Chicken and Biscuits back in 85.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. All right, thank you, Jim.
Well, I thanks, Jim. Did they leave? I guess.
Yeah, he did the Mike Evans sign off.
Yeah. That's weird. And what's the deal with cats liking birds? How did a cat and fish? Cats don't even go in the water. Why do they love fish? It's not like a natural prey.
Well, it isn't. They're natural predators, and they're interested in anything that's moving. And in fact, I think it would be natural. And big cats in the wild, like tigers and stuff, do go in the water and will, you know, if they could fish, they would. Yeah. They're just such aggressive carnivores and feeders, and they're high-end predators, we call them. Yeah. So they're going to eat just about anything that's available to them.
Right, hey, Dr. Doug, could it have been any kind of, like, spider or a snake or anything else?
Snake bit both of them in the back legs?
Yeah, they could have done something.
I think you'd see some evidence of that, a wound, because they usually have anticoagulant in their saliva, and it would have shown. But, again, I still think that it could possibly be an infectious agent. How it got in, I'm not sure. Hmm. Or more likely, in my mind, it would be a trauma. So that would be my guess. But sometimes weird diseases can be transferred by ticks and things like that. And being wild animals, they could certainly be afflicted with something. Or, you know, protozoan infections can affect their brain or possibly their spinal cord. There's a lot of things that he could have done. I think at this point, or was there, if it was an infectious agent, is probably gone or resolved in some way. And now he's just, thankfully, he's got animals that are semi-functional.
All right, Stephen's next. I'm going to give the numbers one more time. For some odd reason, we got a couple of lines up, and that's very unusual. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. Stephen, you're next. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, hello. Thank you for your service on here, Dr. Doug.
My pleasure. I can hardly hear you, though.
Sorry, I have a question. I don't know if this is something that you have or you know about. I'm trying to find more information on it, but it's my sister lives in California, and she has a dog that has awful, horrible skin issues for 7 years, a whole bunch of different problems. That nothing was working, and it was filled with medicines all the time, and her groomer got a, I think she called it a Theraclean bath or a microbubble sound right?
Yes.
And she also works at a rescue, and since she saw what it did for her dog, I guess it's some type of a system that just uses regular plain water, no chemicals, no shampoo, no conditioner, but somehow it pulls everything out of the skin and off the hair, and her dog just instantly was a completely different dog, and the dogs at her rescue she's bringing in now, and she said it's cleared up every single possible skin thing they can think of. I didn't know if there's somebody in St. Louis that has that, if you have that, if you know
anything. No, I've heard of something like that. There was a company out of Japan, actually, that was trying to work through introduction in the United States with a special device that really, it sounds very similar to what you're describing. It never really materialized in St. Louis, but I think there is a special type of grooming shampooing device that really penetrates that lower skin level and really cleans out that base of bacteria and debris. And the other possibility is that, obviously, even though you're doing it, cleansing it with some physical support, there may be also something like a parasite, like a mite or something involved as well in some of those animals. So I don't know if they did any kind of workup, but it sounds like whatever is working is working. But I can do a little more homework and see if I know where that program is developing and if there's some recourse for you here in St. Louis. So if you want to check in with us in another week or whatever, I'll be happy to get on that.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great, because my dog's having some skin problems too. And that's why I was curious about it, and I've tried to do some homework on it, but I just didn't know of anybody in the area if they had it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some programs that claim to have what they'll do is they do a high power, they'll shampoo, and then they'll do a high power vacuum. And they get out a lot of the dead loose hair, but it's not really a curative thing. They sell it like it's a therapeutic, but it's really more of a maintenance kind of thing and has to be repeated because the hair just keeps doing the same issue. But in your case, it sounds like whatever this process is really cleans out that skin level and gets rid of the source of the infection.
Yeah, I saw some of their videos, too, on YouTube, and it looks really, it's not a blast of water. It looks really soft. I don't know how to explain it. There were just no chemicals. It was just regular water turned into super tiny bubbles,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I was introduced to something like that, again, from this program, and I'll check it out for you because I think I can search out the source.
All right, Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, we can barely hear Steven, so folks, if you speak up, that'd be great. Nicole is next. Nicole, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
There you go.
Am I speaking loud enough?
Oh, you're loud and clear. Loud.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have a dog. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
I have a dog who has this problem occasionally where it almost appears as if she's chasing her tail,
okay.
And she can't walk. She walks sideways. It's really pathetic. I've taken her into the vet, and the vet tried to straighten her head, and she yelps out really loud like she's in pain. And they said a few things, and I was trying to explain what happens. There's times where I will take her to the creek by my house. She will jump in when this problem's acting up. She jumps out after swimming for a while. She's perfectly fine. No, nothing.
Oh, weird. Very weird.
Other days it lasts for, or other times it will last for days. It seems like, you know, for, you know, 24 hours or more.
Does she shake her head a lot or anything like that? Or does she tilt her head? I know she's turning her head, but is her head tilted?
She can't move her head. It's almost like she's reaching back to grab her tail.
Okay.
And she's in that position, she won't move. She can't even, like, if I call her to me, she has to walk sideways or even turn in a circle to get where she needs to go.
That's a lot of weird stuff going on today.
Yeah, I dated a girl who was just like that. It's very interesting.
Wow.
But now, aside from that, I think you definitely want to get this one checked out. That sounds like a neurological problem, something that might be involving the brain or the area around the brain or the inner ear or middle ear. And it might be something you can actually manage with a little bit of workup. So I would go back to your veterinarian. There's also a great neurologist in town that works at one of the specialty clinics, and he's really superb. So it might be worth it because this might be getting worse with time, and if you don't react to it and try and understand what it is, you may never know until it's too late. So they're going to do some tests that might be, and I know it comes and goes is what you're saying, which is kind of peculiar. But
she has to be in that state of being or whatever for them to find out?
No, I think what you can do is do you have a smartphone with a little video component?
Yes.
Yeah, I would take some video
that's a great
sample.
Idea.
Yeah, we do that a lot nowadays, and it really is amazing.
So the vet can actually see what she's talking about.
Right, actually.
Right.
And then you don't have to, it doesn't have to be lifetime. You can even find someone to receive the video before you even take the dog in and determine, you know, what's the next step. So, and if your vet won't do it, we'd take a look at it and send you on to the specialist.
Yeah,
there's an amazing guy
here. And I thought, no, because it snaps. I mean, one time I was taking her to the vet, to the emergency room, because she was in that position. And I put her in the car, and then when we got there, I had her jump down, and she was perfectly fine.
Yeah. That's why I said I think if you document it, that'd be the best thing, because
videotape.
A picture is worth a thousand words, or how's that good? But it'll definitely give us a start, or anybody that's going to look at it. Okay.
Yeah, and I've taken her to a specialist before, so I'll get a hold of them again. And
well, this guy is. Can I mention his name? Because he is a specialist. He's not assigned any.
Sure.
Dr. Weninger, Dr. Fred Weninger, and he is amazing. He's at the specialty clinic at 141 in Manchester. And,
okay, I think that's where I've taken him before. There are several doctors there. Maybe
he may not. He's only been there about a year and a half. And I would go check him out because he's amazing.
Okay, and the name again?
It's Fred Weninger.
Weninger, okay.
VSS.
Okay.
Veterinary Special Services.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck.
By the way, I'm almost a veterinarian. That dog has. She said its neck would freeze into the side, and then she'd take it to the creek. It's a crick in the neck. It's called creek syndrome.
That's what the dog has.
Yeah, it's a creek that you only get out of the creek.
Oh.
Yeah, creek. Yeah, I know some
Very
stuff.
Very good.
Well, I know some things. Bill, you're next. Yeah. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, how are you, Bill?
I'm doing well. My dog isn't. Hi, gang.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Bill.
Hey, Dr. Doug, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, Dr. Doug, we have two dogs, and one has oral cancer. And and because of that, she bleeds a lot. Now, the other dog's constantly trying to get around her and lick her. Is that dangerous for the other one?
Not at all. But is somebody addressing the oral cancer? Those are bad because there's so much.
No, it's terminal. She's still hopping around and everything, but, we know her days are limited.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But, no, it's not going to hurt the other dogs. Just... obviously doesn't need to be licking that, but spread to the dog.
But no cancer is contagious.
Right.
That I've ever
heard of. Typically, those would not be contagious cancers, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that was what I needed. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Bill, thank you. We got a couple more in here. We'll take a little extra time today. Mark, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Not too bad. I was actually calling for a buddy of mine. He had a pair of Britneys. They're about 12 mm-hmm. years old. One got mm-hmm. an infection. He had to put it to sleep. They've been brothers all their life. Mm-hmm. And now the other one just won't let the owner, my buddy, out of its sight without whimpering. And mm-hmm. it's been like 2 months.
Put him to sleep.
No.
He kind of mentioned that. He was like, I can't do that.
I'm kidding. That's my standard answer.
This is a classic veterinary, and he got doggy volumes.
This is a classic example.
But he's still the, and he's used to kennels and everything, the little plastic kennels.
Sure.
But now the dog just wants to, is chewing through the plastic. It's amazing. Yeah. And he comes out all bleedy and.
Yeah,
and he was just wondering what he could do. Maybe
this has to be the separation anxiety thing, right?
It is, in a sense, that's kind of right.
Wouldn't he be smart to get another dog?
Yes. I mean, I really think that this you can try some mood modifiers, Prozac, and there's some other ones that are available to kind of calm that animal and give some time to get over the loss. But if you want to be a little more expeditious, if he's willing to get another dog, I think that, that would be the best therapy for this one, because I really think that a lot of times they'll hunt them together and they're kind of companion dogs. And I don't know if these guys were litter mates, but obviously that relationship was really important. And I think if you can, create a new relationship, it'll probably really help this one through that. And I wouldn't always say that, but I think in this case it would be very, very appropriate.
Yeah, he was thinking that, but he's like, I don't know if I want to go through that again,
Well, we don't know that another dog's going to react as terribly as this one does, but, it's part of the game. So, I think it's a difficult situation, but I'm glad you guys are thinking about alternatives. So that's what I would do.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot, Dr. Thank you for the call. Normally we'd shut it down here, but this next name is one of my favorite names, so we'll close it out with Sierra. Sierra, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi, Frank and the gang. I'm AM and the PM.
Thanks.
Hi, Sierra.
Okay, so Dr. Doug, here's my issue. I have a cat. He's about 13 years old. I have two cats. They're 13 years old. But I have one cat. He's kind of obese. He's forming bald spots on both of his hind legs in the same area. I took him to the vet on an emergency. He acted out so bad. It was so embarrassing. They couldn't even do anything to him. They said, oh, well, next time you should sedate him before you even bring him in. But he's not... He was just scared, you know? So they've ate the same food. They've been eating the same food for years. They're inside cats. Do you have any idea what it could possibly be? And do you think it's a good idea to sedate my cat to take him to the vet?
Well, I don't know if you really need to sedate him. If you can get him in a crate, that's great. If not, you can talk to your vet about a pre-sedation option. That's always a possibility. When you have a balanced hair loss like that, and it's evenly distributed, just exact, almost mirror images. A lot of times, vets either call, they start to lick at themselves, and it can be related to a hormonal imbalance, especially in a fat cat, or it could just be a behavioral issue. And either way, your veterinarian may want to try, there's one or two regimes that are out there, very commonly used. They use a drug called Depo Medrol, which is a steroid injection, a lot of times will change the behavior of the cat and get him to stop. So I would talk to your veterinarian about that, and I doubt that it's a mite or anything in an adult cat. I really think if it's that balanced or symmetrical in its presentation, that you probably have either a behavioral issue or a behavior issue driven by hormones.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Depomedrol is exactly what I was going to say.
Depomedrol, yeah. I think you were going to use that, right?
Of course, Frank, of course.
Hey, Sierra, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Favorite age. Thank
that
you,
really, that really is your favorite age.
Yes, it is. Good luck with your cat. All right, that's it. We're out of time.
Thank you, guys.
I'm for doing this again next week. You guys okay with that, Pete?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Doctor, are you in for next week?
I'm in.
Done. Dr. Doug Pertikoff, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Doctor, your pet's best friend. And the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Brought to you by Laclede Cab. I failed to say that when we introduced him, so I'm going to say it three times to make up. Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, Laclede Cab. That was actually four times. They have an app. It's STL Taxi. It's a really easy way to get a Laclede Cab. And that's the only cab you should ever be seen in if you're really AM and the PM. Unless you're a fake AM and the PMer. We have an interesting situation. John Landoff has not joined us this week at all. And it's more than a coincidence, because I mentioned Monday, that a couple of people informed me that on another station, he said to a host on another radio station, "You're the best broadcaster in St. Louis."
Mm-hmm.
It hurt. It hurt a lot. And he's not unavailable today for some reason. I maybe he's with a customer, probably.
Or maybe he went out to lunch or dinner with that.
Or maybe he's at lunch or dinner with that other radio guy, canceling his contract.
Yeah.
Because I think I know what it's
Tell
all
me more
about
these city council meetings.
Yeah. I think I know what has happened here. He felt bad for the guy because the guy was struggling to keep the Landoff business because they weren't bringing enough customers in there.
Yep.
So John, taking the high road, instead of saying, "You must not have any listeners because I don't have anybody coming in saying they came in because of you. They're all aiming the PM." He chose to say, "Well, you're the finest broadcaster in St. Louis," overstating the positive to build the guy up and give him some confidence, hoping that now he'll be able to bring some business in. I can tell you he won't. He's not going to bring the business to Landoff that we do. Nobody does. Nobody will. But, John, if you're listening, good move, man.
Trying to motivate him.
Yeah, even if you have to fib to somebody to build him up, I guess I have no problem with that. So since I'm doing the honors today, I will just tell you that if that Chevy Cruze lease is still available, my goodness, check on that, because that's $159 a month for a brand-new Chevy Cruze 2 years, nothing down, knock yourself out, have fun, enjoy it, 10,000 miles a year, which for a lot of people is all they need. And again, it was $159 a month, nothing down, 2 years, you're in a new Chevy Cruze. I don't know if it's still available. It's worth checking on. If it's not, there'll be something equally attractive for you there. If you're in the market for anything Chevy, and I'll say this too, if you're in the market for anything Ford or GMC or Dodge, before you do that, you might want to see what Chevy has to offer, but you don't want to do it at just any Chevy dealer. Again, this is all about being AM and the PM. This AM and the PM thing is something you should be proud of, and you should show, flaunt, prove that you're AM and the PM to people. And if you meet people, and you're at dinner, and you go say something about AM and the PM, and they go, what's that? Get up and leave the table and say, I'm sorry, we cannot be friends with you.
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know what AM and the PM means, folks, I'm telling you, run from those people. They're not our kind. They're just not of our, you know what? You know what I'm trying to say? They're just different in a bad way. So if you're really AM and the PM, and you're in the market for a truck, and let's say, yeah, go ahead and look at other trucks. That's okay. But then I want you to just do this. Just go look at the Silverado and see the difference in the way you're treated at Landoff. And I'll bet you there's a Silverado pickup truck for you that's every bit as good or better than whatever that other thing was you were looking at. And they're all great products there. I don't knock other vehicles or other makes. Nobody now makes a bad vehicle. They don't. They're all fine. They're all fine. The inexpensive ones, the expensive ones, they're well made. Nobody changes oil anymore or burns oil. You don't see any oil drips under anybody's car in the garage anymore like the old days. They don't overheat. But if you consider a Chevy, and you certainly consider Landoff, if you're going to look at Chevy, we'd really appreciate that. That's all we're asking. You know where they are? Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've got the lights back working at Tesson Ferry and Schuessler Road. We also have Doherty Ferry that's shut down both directions between Barrett Station Road and, well, really it's DePere Road up through North Ballas. And then you also have the ramps from north and southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry closed down. And then they were working with an accident on the ramp from northbound 170 to westbound 70. And this report brought to you by the makers of Ocuvite Eye Vitamins. Ocuvite is a vitamin just for the eyes with vital eye nutrients that help protect your eye health from inside. From Bausch and Lomb. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
This is Jim Huer. Don't forget to tune in to Wednesday night show when we kickstart the show with Jeremy Allenball, general manager of St. Louis FC, as they continue training camp out in Charleston. In the 7 o'clock hour, Andy Strickland jumps in with Hockey Sense. In the 8 o'clock hour, it's Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland with Sports Medicine.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. In the St. Louis Metro, there are 96,000 people receiving some sort of in-home health care so they could live independently at home. With advice, here's Lydia Kaloran with Merit Home Care.
Hi.
Lydia, you charge substantially less than most in-home care services. How is this possible?
Merit Home Care is an independently owned in-home agency, and we are able to keep our overhead low, which helps us remain nimble, and then contend with our competition with one simple concept, same services, better rates.
Oh.
Oddly enough, the same caregivers that work for Merit work for a lot of the competition in St. Louis. These caregivers are providing the same care to each and every client.
So, Lydia, if people have questions about Merit Home Care services, which can include everything from bathing, dressing, household tasks, meal preparations, medical reminders, errands, and laundry, what should they do?
Give me a call at 314-522-8088.
That's Merit Home Care.
Find us on Facebook at Merit Home Healthcare, Inc.
The pre-spring savings at Amazing Siding are still going on, but you must act now. Call Amazing Siding today at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. And get a $225 manufacturer rebate per Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window for every window purchased. Or $1,125 per fiberglass patio door, plus zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 18 months. The weird weather continues, and spring will be here before you know it. Get the top quality, energy efficient fiberglass windows or patio doors from Infinity from Marvin and the good folks at Amazing Siding. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 18 months. You only have this week to schedule. These rebates and financing expire February 28th, so you have to call Amazing Siding now at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800 or online at AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-972-5568. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-972-5568. That's 1-800-972-5568. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-972-5568.
Newsflash for anyone suffering with sleep apnea who uses a CPAP system. SoClean.com is offering a 30-day in-home trial of the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. This special opportunity is available on a strict first-come, first-served basis. To stop cleaning your system by hand, try the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner, risk-free for 30 days. Call immediately 1-800-500-5403. SoClean is scientifically proven to destroy 99.9% of all CPAP germs, viruses, and bacteria. It's completely hands-free and hassle-free, and it works in minutes. No need to take apart your system or use any water. To introduce this life-changing breakthrough to the world, SoClean.com is offering risk-free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. To stop washing your CPAP system by hand, try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-500-5403. This is an exclusive radio offer and supplies are limited. That's 1-800-500-5403.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed, your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You could save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient.
insulation. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
You need a personal loan fast?
You need Pocket Fund.
Get up to $1,000 the next day
at PocketFund.com
with their quick online application. As a bonus, you'll receive $20 free with your first approved loan.
Apply online today at PocketFund.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking forward to spring?
Do bears bear, do bees bee?
Well, so is Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141, where better homes and backyards begin.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, and it doesn't take much for folks to stay home from work because traffic's almost non-existent this evening. The only slowdown I see is that where that earlier accident was, ramping on from northbound 170 to westbound 70 and from westbound 40 onto southbound 270. They still have the ramps from north and southbound 270 shut down at Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Burger King Grilled Dogs. New Burger King Grilled Dogs are in restaurants everywhere right now. Be one of the first to get your hands on the new Burger King Flame Grilled Hot Dogs, grilled to perfection. Now at Burger King restaurants everywhere. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From the Eisenhower Presidential Library, wherever that is, I guess somewhere in Kansas, it's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Never, ever, ever, if you're AM and the PM, ride in any cab that's not a Laclede Cab. We will find out about it. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It's easy. You should download it. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So where is the Eisenhower Presidential Library?
It is located here in Abilene, Texas, which
Abilene, Texas
or Kansas?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm thinking of Texas. Kansas, of course. Abilene, Kansas.
Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. They don't treat their women mean in Abilene.
There is an Abilene, Texas in my
Wow.
Nice job on the singing, of course.
Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene. Now, I know it's Abilene, Kansas, which can't be very big because I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It is a very small town, but it is where Dwight Eisenhower grew up. In fact, his home, his boyhood home, is where the library is located. They actually built this campus. It's like 20 acres all the way around his house. So you can actually tour the home that he grew up in. And it's pretty much exactly the same way it was when he was a little kid. Everything's kind of been preserved, except for maybe like the wallpaper and some things on the floor or whatever.
I think it was Dwight Eisenhower who said, "Hi, I'm Dwight Eisenhower." I think he said that one time.
He did?
Really?
Yeah, when he met someone.
That's that famous quote of his.
Yeah, would PL, you even know that his nickname was Ike? Did you know that?
Yes.
And the campaign button said,
I like Ike. Yeah.
I'm wearing right now my I like Ike button.
Get out of here.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know he's not running.
Yeah.
What? I kind of wish you were. No, I'll be honest. I became a fan of General Eisenhower, as I guess he would like to be called. He didn't really, I think, care much about being president. But I went to his home in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and learned a lot about him there, and really kind of became a fan of the guy. So it was really neat touring his library. You know, there's, you know how many presidential libraries there are?
I would guess
242.
I'm gonna say eight.
Eight. There are 13.
I was 13. Closer.
Wow. You were closer. You were much closer.
242.
Yeah. That's sort of a mission of mine when I travel.
So 13. So when did they start this? It obviously goes back 13 presidents, I would guess. They didn't skip any presidents, did they?
I think FDR was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, and that's somewhere in New York.
So then everyone since then.
Yeah, but we've got one, Truman Library is in the state of Missouri. Of course, this one here in Kansas. But I'm telling you, even if you don't like politics or history, you are really missing out if you're not stopping in these presidential museums and libraries. Because there are all of them, even the ones that, you know, politicians you might not like, they all have some really, really cool stuff in them. And,
why do they call them libraries? You can't go in there. Can you go in there and check out a book? I don't think so.
Well, you can check out a book, but a lot of people do research. I was actually, this is kind of interesting, so at the Eisenhower Library, I pretty much asked that same question. I said, well, what are people coming here for? And she said that, the woman I was working with, she said that people, just yesterday, there was a woman in there who was doing research because when Eisenhower was president, right around the time he was president, there was some sort of cranberry scare, okay? So right around Thanksgiving, I can't remember what the exact year was, they pulled all of the cranberries off the shelf right before Thanksgiving because they thought they had some sort of cancerous something or other. So all of these little things that happen during a president's term in office, there are all of these archives, documents and books and all kinds of stuff. So people come there and do research all the time, even though he hasn't been president for a long time.
Yeah. No, I've heard the same thing. I've heard people say that going to these things, and I'm not political, but like the Reagan Library, they say, my goodness, it's worth going to. So this is not that far away. Maybe I'll check this out one day.
Yeah, it's not that far away. I think what's really cool, especially when you go through the museum part of these, you get to see top secret documents. So things obviously that have been declassified now, but at one time they were and they got the cool top secret stamp on them. You know, you weren't supposed to be looking at them at the time, but... I'll throw that out there. I got a couple of things.
Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Oh, well, I'll save it for tomorrow then.
Okay, save it. We don't want to waste good material. From Abilene sign off.
Yeah, just sign off.
From Abilene, Kansas, downtown, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
Thank you, Bill. He's a modern-day Charles Kuralt.
Yeah.
He is on the road. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Many of you have mortgages courtesy of American Equity Mortgage. Many of you have debt consolidation loans courtesy of American Equity Mortgage or home equity loans. They're kind of the same thing. A debt consolidation loan, you borrow money using the equity so you get a super low interest rate based on today's still low mortgage rates to pay off bad debt like credit cards. A home equity loan, kind of the same thing, except they don't really care what you use the money for. Something has come up and you need some money, more than you have. Maybe it's a medical emergency, something wasn't covered. A house disaster and you didn't have insurance for it. Maybe it's a wedding or tuition. Lucky you, you're a homeowner, you go to American Equity Mortgage, and in short order, they'll get you taken care of. And they mean it when they say perfect or less than perfect credit, because most people do not have perfect credit. That's...